Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Felicia. May I please have your zip code to locate an account?
34223.
Thank you for that information. May I please have the first and last name on the account?
Jane Pierce, P-E-A-R-C-E.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not locating that first and last name with the zip code of 34223. Could it be under a different first and last name?
No, I don't think so.
Have you placed an order?
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry. I do see that name. I do apologize.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for that information. And may I please have your shipping address for security measures?
1315 Overbrook Road, Englewood, Florida, 34223.
Thank you for that information as well. I am showing where an order was placed on February the 15th for the Vibe Watch, which keeps track of your heart rate as well as your exercise regimen, as well as the shipping insurance, as well as the Vibe Pods for your music pleasure with that warranty. And how may, no, I'm sorry, the Vibe Pods and the warranty is not on the order. How may I assist you today?
Well, I've been charged $69, and I thought I'd already gotten a credit for it, and now I'm being charged again. The watch didn't work.
Yes, ma'am, I am. Give me 1 second. I see several notes on the account. Let me take a look at the notes on the account.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for holding. Give me 1 second.
Okay,
so it looks like that you called in on the 18th of March stating that the screw was falling out of
right.
the first watch that you had, so they reshipped the watch for you.
Right. But they shouldn't have charged me $69 because I already paid for it.
Okay, no, ma'am. When you initially placed the order on 215, you only
mm-hmm.
paid the shipping of $792, and it did state that it was a 14-day trial. So it does bill you for the price of the actual watch, which is the $69.97, which is for the watch as well as
okay.
the shipping
well,
insurance.
I cannot make the second watch that you guys sent work. It won't charge. So either I can return it to you or whatever, but it's a piece of garbage and I can't make it work. So what do you want to do?
Okay, so how are you trying to charge that?
With the clip that it came with.
Okay, so it is to be charged two hours to 2.5 hours before trying to even turn on the smartwatch for the first time.
I realized that. We charged it overnight, and it never charged.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Just continue to bear with me for a moment.
Okay. And can I tell you, I just talked to someone about this. I was thinking it was a different order, and then she called back and said, "Call me back, and I can help you with the credit."
Yeah, but it just shows that she left a voicemail. It doesn't state what the voicemail stated, so I may have to have that call pulled to see what was actually left on the voicemail. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I am still here. Just continue to bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. So my supervisor did state because it does have insurance, they are able to reship that. What did the voicemail state?
She said to give me a call back to talk about the credit, I think is what she said. You just heard it, right?
No, I am trying to see if I can have that pulled so that we can see what the voicemail stated. Because, as I stated, it doesn't have it in the notes. Give me one moment.
Right. Well, in any case, I don't want the watch. I'll send it back to you. It doesn't work. We don't like it. Whatever.
Okay.
And I don't think I've had the second one for 2 weeks, so I should be within the cancellation period.
Okay. Well, no, it's outside the cancellation period. That's why I billed you for the price of the watch, which was the $69 charge. But
mm-hmm.
Give me 1 second to see how I can assist.
Okay. Looking at what you're looking at. They haven't shipped them yet, I'm afraid, because here's where they're $79. I'll try. I don't know.
Yes, ma'am, and I am still here trying to get the call pulled. Just continue to bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize. I am still here on the line just waiting. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, and I do apologize for the extended hold. I am just holding so I can see what the next move would be. Just bear with me for a moment.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. And was the call disconnected? Is that the reason why someone had to give you a call back to leave the voicemail?
I hope not. I think so. I thought we were finished. I don't know.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, let's see. Okay, so give me 1 second. I'm going to go ahead and refund that charge for you.
Okay.
And it does take 3 to 5 business days to see that refund back to the account. Is there anything else I'm able to assist you with?
No, ma'am. So you're going to credit me the $69.97, right?
That's correct, and it takes 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Do I need a confirmation number or anything?
No, ma'am. You're going to receive a refund confirmation email.
Okay. All righty. Hey, appreciate it.
Thank you.
I wish the thing worked, but it doesn't. All right. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You for contacting customer support.